Today's daf is Ksubis, daf Mem Hei, as we continue in the fourth parak of Maseches Ksubis, and we continue in the sugyas of Motzi Shemra. Here are the couple of blot in the fourth parak. Before we get to, as we mentioned, the next stage of the Masechta, which starts on tomorrow's daf Mem Vav Mabez, the Mishnah, which continues to relate to the connection, the segue is going to be the rights of the father, which the father has the rights of the Knossos, as we've had in these two prakim, but then it's going to expand into other Tanai Ksuba as well. So we are in the Sugya of Motzi Shemra on Mem Dalet Amid Beis. We had a machlokas yesterday whether Motzi Shemra on a Yesoma, if there is no father, Pater Achayev, we paskin Chayev like Rava, based on the Diyak of Besulas Yesovel, Besulas Gerim, that wouldn't have been needed if the halacha didn't apply to Jew, and then we discussed the halacha of Gerus and Gershon's Garka and Shinola Dami on a Daraisa level and a Darabana level. We say that some of the halachas do apply, but only Mishum Gzeira. So now we're up to the next halacha, Motzi Shemra, about two-thirds of the way down. Amareish Lakish. Hamotzi Shemra alaktana putter. Somebody's Motzi Shemra on a Ktana. He can be married midaraisa to Uktana. Motzi Shemra after Kedusha Uktana, so then he is Patur. The halacha is that Motzi Shemra only apply to a Na'ara, not to Uktana. Shene'amar v'nasnu la'aviha Na'ara, Na'ara male diber hakasif. What does that mean? Every other time in the Torah the word Na'ara appears, it's spelled without a hey. Well, without a hey, it's a Kriyanik Siv. Without a hey. But in this context, it's spelled with a hey, in full, Na'ara Mali Dibra Kasav, to emphasize to us that here it's only about Na'ara. That's why it's spelled with a hey. To emphasize it's a full Na'ara and not somebody who's not a Na'ara, not a Ketana. Says the Gemara, really? Do you really need a drasha to tell me that the halachas of Motzi Shemra don't apply to a Ketana? Maskef la Rav Acha Bar Abba, Taima de Kasav HaNa'ara. The only reason that you exclude Ketana is because it says HaNa'ara in full. Halav Hachi, Hava Amina filu ktana, but without this word, then we would have included ktana as well. But that can't be. V'haksiv v'im emes hayah davar hazeh. If it's true, what was said? Lo nimsu besulam lanaara. What's the halacha if the Motzi Shemra wasn't shame ra? Right? If it was true what the husband said, lo nimsu besulam lanaara. Votz he was an ara pesach pesaviu uskalua. Right? Then she is chayeves skila. So v'ktana la bazonchini. And a ketana is obviously not going to get skila. She's a lav bas onshin. So therefore, of course, the parsha is only talking about Na'ara and not a ketana. So what do you need a drasha for to tell me Hanara is excluding ketana? We would know misvara. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ella kan. We'll get back to the Havamina, but first the answer. Ella, this is what the limud, this is what Reish Lakish means by the limud. Not to tell me something about this context, but to tell me something about every other context. Elakan Na'ara, Hakal Makom Shenamar Na'ara, without a hey, Afilu Ktana B'mashma. You're right, you would know this context without even the drasha. But the drasha is here to tell us something about every other context. Here, it has to be about Na'ara, and the Torah emphasizes that by saying Na'ara with a hey, to tell us, not about here, but to tell us every other time, it would include Ktana. Rashi uses the Lashon that we're familiar with in Dibur Maskal Elakan Na'ara, Elahai Dechsiv Malay, Lo Lalamed Al Atzmo, Ba, Ulahoti Esaktana, is not coming to tell us something about this context of Motzi Shemra, and to exclude a Ktana, Tibalavach Rashi Matal Ktana, we already know it would be excluded. Ela Lalamed Ba, Al Kala Na'ara Shebetora, Sheksuvin Chaser. Right, it's to teach me, Lo Lamed Al Kala Yatsa, Al Kala Kulo Yatsa, to tell me about everything else, and not specifically about this context. The Shitnu Kubat says here, and earlier we had back on Daf Mem, wonders, the Gemara says, oh, the halacha of Motzi Shemra can't apply, right, the Gemara says, because Ketana has to be excluded. Maybe only that detail of Motzi Shemra won't apply, that she won't be killed. And let's say the Edim that the husband brings, if they were proven Zomim, they won't be killed because she wouldn't be able to be killed. But the other halachas would apply. The Mea Kesef, the Malkus. Who says they go together? So the Shita of Kubetzes earlier says, yes, that the punishments of the Knas and of the Mea Kesef are on the side of the husband are because the gram that he almost caused Misa to her. Right? That's why you would pay. That's what you have to say, because the Gemara links all of the halakhas of Motzi Shemra in a package. Right, we're going to have some of the differences today, but that's what the Shita Mekubetzes says. Tosfos has a different pshat. Tosfos says, because in a context of a ketana, Tosis, if you look back on Mem Amabez, on the bottom Tosis, Tosis says when a ketana is involved in a Motzi Shemra, last three lines of the skinny lines of Tosis, the Motzi Shemra ala ketana, svarahu depater, the pitui ketana onesu, v'havi kemotzi shemra al hanara shenensa, delo mechayiv. Tosva says, well, we've talked about a ketana, well, we know the principle. We had in Yavamas, pitui ketana onesu. If a ketana acted willfully, it's not considered that. It's considered ones. And therefore, the halachas of Motzi Shemra wouldn't apply. So that's why Tosva gives a svara to expand why it's a package deal. Motzi Shemra talks about ratzon, ritzona, not ones. And therefore, if she's a ketana, the whole thing is called ones, and therefore, none of the halachas will apply. That is the Tosva's suggestion. Why doesn't the Shita Mekubetza say that? Seems like a great answer, right? She's an anusa. That's why the halachas don't apply. Because the Achronim say maybe the Shita holds like the Rambam. And that is, even though we say Pitu Ketana Onesu, that doesn't mean for all purposes. It's treated like Ones, and therefore she obviously is not Chayeves. You might say, what do you need Ones for? She's not Chayeves because she's a Ketana. But either way, it's called Ones, but not for everything. It's the Rambam that we mentioned before, famous Rambam, that there's still an Isser Labayla created if a Ketana acts Baratzon, even though she is obviously not Chayeves Misa, but it is not called total onus. The Rambam writes this in at least two places. I'll read it from this time from Yisurei Bia in the third parak. The Rambam says, Haba alaktana eshes hagadol. Somebody's mezana with an eshes ish, ktana, but married to Araisa. Right, if the father accepted kiddushin. Im kidsha aviha, if the father accepted kiddushin for her, hare ze bechenek. Right, the man gets chenek, v'ipetura, right, because it's notes with the nation's ish is chenek, v'ipetura miklum, and she's ptura, she's a ktana. Then the Rambam adds, v'nasra albayla, but she's nasaras albayla, so there's something there, because total ones is not asura albayla. But the Rambam says, nasra albayla, kamosha biyarna, behilchasota, like I wrote in Hilchasota, v'mi bas miun, if she's only married on a drabana level, makados albakas mardus, v'hi muteris albayla, afilu haya kohen. Right, but by miun, it's totally different. Says the Ravid right there, as he argues elsewhere as well, lo yadati, lama nasra baila Yisrael, shari amru pitu ketana onesu. I know what the Rambam's talking about. Pitu ketana ones. Obviously, the Rambam feels that principle, he can't argue with that. That's a Gemara, but still, it doesn't apply across the board for every halacha, and maybe that's why other Rishonim don't say what Tosva says here. Isn't it a package deal? So why do you have to say that if a ketana is not going to be killed, you erase all the other halachas of Motzi Shemra? No. So Tosva says it goes all together. The other Rishonim have to come up with other answers, because maybe they all like the Rambam. Good. Third to last line. Tani Shela. We have a Braisa. Shalosh Midos bin Na'ara. There are three halachas that apply in terms of a Na'ara being Mizana. Three halachas. Ba'ula Edim bebeis chameha, shezinsa bebeis aviha. If Edim come once she was married, beis chameha, her in-law's house. If the Edim come afterwards, that she was Mizana earlier, bebeis aviha, when she was in Maorasa. So that's a regular case. Soklan al-Sal Pesach Besaviyah. Then Rachman al-Aslan, she would be Chayev Eskila. Right? She would be Zana earlier. Again, if there were Edim, that she did it Baratzon, and she had Asra. Remember the Mishnayos in Makkos that it's so hard, Lamaisa, to have somebody put to death. But let's say there was a case. So Soklan al-Sal Pesach Besaviyah said she gets Skila at the doorway of Besaviyah. Meaning what? Even though she's no longer in Besaviyah. She is now in her in-law's house. She is now in her husband's house. But because the znus took place earlier, and we want to be mefarsem, kloma ru gidulim shegidaltem. Right, look at the upbringing that she had. And therefore, that could have led her astray. And that's what we say. That's the Pasuk Rashi quotes. Vosios anar el pesa pesavia. That is a regular halacha of an eshes ish shezinsa after Arison. So she gets skila. If Ba'ula Edim, the Ritva just adds, in this case of Pesach Beis Aviyah, I'll just read it, he has 2 points. The Ritva adds, Klomaru Gidulam Shekidaltim, Klomar, Mikan Yatsa Sirchon Ze, Shalo Yu Ha'olam Svurim, Shezinsa Beis Chameha, Lefisha Bohe Edim Sham. Right, we emphasize Pesach Beis Aviyah because we want people to think that she was Mizana afterwards because then she would get Chenech, she wouldn't get Skila. Right, so that's why we do that. V'hadiktani ba'ula edim dvarim kipshuta nafilu ba'amei aleim b'shalo ba'osas shemra. Right, even without motzi shemra, this brisa of shela, just a regular case of edim coming. Number, that's case number one. Number two, Bola Eidim Bebeis Aviha. Shazinsa Bebeis Aviha. What if everything took place in Beis Aviha? Meaning she didn't have Nisuin yet. Everything happened b'shas erusin, soklan asah, Pesach Shar Ha'ir. So then you take her out to the Shar Ha'ir. Again, Rashi quotes the psukim, a case, v'otzezem Hashem al Shar Ha'ir ahi, if they're still within the world of erusin. But then, sarcha ula basov bagra, but what if she was mezana, and then before Hamadas Adin, she became a bogeres? So then tidon b'chenek. Then she gets chenek. Why? Because if she would be mezana now, she would get chenek. So too, right, only a Nara gets Skila, Mizana now she would get Chenek, so too, even though the Chet took place earlier when she was a Nara, but because before Hamadas Adin, she's a Bogeres, she gets Chenek. As we have said before, when does the Chiyuv Mises Bezin kick in? Doesn't really flow from the Maisa. Chiyuv Mamonis flows from the Maisa. I borrow money, I owe from that day that I borrow money, even before Bezin says anything. But when it comes to Chiyamiso, or we discuss Knas, is the open question. But Chiyamiso, the pashtus is, a person is al Chayimisa until Bezin declares them. To the Zagmar Din Lamisa. Right, so for example, just a nafkamina. If somebody says, Deme Ploni Alai, I want to give the dumim of so-and-so. Let's say they know that this guy is Chayimisa. And he was Mechal Shabbos last week on purpose with Edom and Asra. And next week, Bezin's going to kill him. Bez is going to give me Gemar Din. But I said to me, Ploni Alai, I promise to give the value of Ploni to the Beis HaMikdash. I have to give it before Bez gives a Gemar Din. Because until this person is Chayim Misa, he's not Chayim Misa. So here too, the Chiddush of Shela, at this point of the Gemara, is Tani Rav Shela, that even though the Chet was done when she was a Nara. Doesn't matter. She's a Bogeris now, and the Chiyav only comes now, and because, as the Gemara's Lashon is going to be, she physically has changed, so therefore, her Misa has changed as well. Says the Gemara, is that really true? L'meimra, d'chol hecha d'ishtani gufa ishtani k'tala? Do we say that? When the woman goes through a physical change, then the halachos of Chiyuve Misa also change? That she no longer would be Chayev Eskila, like she was when she was a Nara, but she's going to be Chayev Chenek, like because she's a Bogeres? But 1 minute. Veramini. But we learned in the following Braisa. Nara hama orasa shezinsa. Umishe bagra hotziala shemra. Nara Marasa, that was Mizana, and then she became a Bogeres. Who eino loke the eino nosin measela? He, if it was false, the halachas of Motzi Shemra don't apply. He does not get malchus, and he does not pay the fine. By the way, Rashi explains what's the case. Hoti ala Shemra, shekansa mi shebagra. She became a Bogeres before he married her. That's what Rashi says the case is. V'lamasala psuam v'bala bezdin. Right, that is all we'll get to maybe at this time, why Rashi says that. It wasn't that she got married and then became a Bogeres. Rashi, she became a Bogeres and then married. Either way, then there's Motzi Shemra, so the halachas of Motzi Shemra don't apply to him. If he was lying, he doesn't get malchus, he doesn't pay. But he, v'zoma meha makdima l'beis haskila. But there is skila for her, or for her, edim zomamim. So Gemara says, he v'zoma esakadadet, both? What do you mean? They're on different sides of the aisle. Right, if the Edom are telling the truth, then she's going to get killed. If the Edom are lying, then they're going to get killed and not her. What do you mean, she and the Edom? Ella, oh, he owes him a man, Makdim, on the base of Skila. She or her Edom. But question mark, what do you see from this Brisa? Even though she's a Bogeres, she's going to get Skila. Stira to Tanir of Shela. Right, do we say that once she's a Bogeres, her halacha changes? What's the lashon of Makdimin? Makdimin, we quickly get him out. Makdim, on the base of Skila. So Rashi says, Makdimin is Klomar Yashkimu Baboker Lasham. Ki ein lohem nes nas vahamlata min hamisa hazos. Right, you take him out quickly because there's no getting out of it. There's no getting out of it. Right, that's the Lashon. There is halacha that we know from Sanhedrin and elsewhere, Vihitzilu Ha'eta. We do everything we can to try to help the person become innocent. Everything, except with one exception, by Amesis. By Amesis, there's a special din. There's six mitzvahs by Amesis. Somebody who tries to get somebody else to do avodah zara. The Isra Amesis, the Isra of being dalakav schus for Amesis, the Isra of having rachmanis for Amesis, separate halachas. Lo sachmo v'lo sachase olav, the Torah says. Don't have rachmanis on Amesis. Don't be v'hitzilu ha'eda. Where do you know that from? You know that from? The Nachash HaKadmoni. Right? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu goes over to Adam and says, how'd you do that? And Nachash says it was her fault. And Hashem goes over to the woman and says, how'd you do that? And the Isha says, it was the snake's fault. And Hashem goes to the snake and says, I'm punishing you. Why did he ask the snake, why'd you do that? And he'll say, they should have listened to you, not to me. Divrei Rava, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim. Hashem doesn't do that. So what do you learn from there? The snake was a mesis. The snake caused Adam and Chava to do Avodah Zarah. Why was it Avodah Zarah? They had one sivui. Hashem said, do this, and they violated. So that's Avodah Zarah. You went against your own, you went for your own taivas. So that's the source, that you don't do that. But other than that, we always try to exonerate, if we can, as long as it is we're being honest. So, Hitzilu Eida, so this Magdimen is going in a little bit in the opposite direction, that once, which is true, it's not a stira, once Beis Din decides that somebody is chayev, we have the concept of Inui Hadin. We don't delay. That's why Beis Din can't judge on a Friday. Because if they decide, and they have to wait overnight, it's going to delay. So that's what the Halach is, that there we don't try to push it off. So that's the Lashon of Magdim. But either way, we're back to the Stira in the Gemara. How could Tani Rav Shela, in the third line, the third case of Tani Rav Shela, say that if she was Mezana and then she became a Bogeres, she gets Chenek? Here we have a case where, in the case of Moti Shemra, she still gets Skila. So, answer number one, Amar Rava Moti Shemra Ka'amrit. Shani Moti Shemra Dechidishu. Remember, Shela was not talking specifically about Moti Shemra. Just talking about Edom, come and testify. So says Rava, don't compare that to the second brisa, which is about Moti Shemra, where the husband comes and brings Edom. Moti Shemra is a chiddushu. Shiny Moti Shemra is a chiddushu. Moti Shemra is a chiddush, and therefore you can't ask. There are different rules. There are rule breakers by Moti Shemra. Where do you see? We'll get to the svar why it's a chiddush, but where do you see that it is unusual in terms of its halacha? What about a case of she is still a besula, ba'alma? A regular case, a woman gets married, but she does not have she didn't have bia yet with her husband, and she's mezana. What's the halacha there? She's still called an ashes ish, full ashes ish zin, so she's chayaves chenek, vizinsa b'chenek, even though she's now a nesua. That changes her. She's a nesua, and we say she gets chenek. Previously, she would have had arusa, she would have had skila. And now she gets chenek. V'ilu moti shemra b'skila. And by moti shemra, right, she becomes a nesua by moti shemra. So she get, and yet she's still getting skila. So you see, moti shemra is different. So that's why don't compare the tani Rav Shela to our case. There could be differences. You might say ishtani gufa by a case that's not moti shemra, but by moti shemra, even with ishtani gufa, ishtani, I should say, the status of her, she becomes a nesua. You might say that things don't change, and she still is chayeves, ishtilas chayeves skila. Okay, a couple of points to mention on this gemara. First of all, the Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, this is a case of ishtani. Rabbi Kiva says, what's the ishtani here? The ishtani is that she was she's married? But one second, if he's right, if the Baal is right, and she was not a basula, isn't the whole thing a mekach tos? And it comes out that she was never married, because he married her, aldas that she was a basula, and she was a ba'ula, so there was never anything ishtani, and that's why she's chayeves. Because l'mafreya, we realize that there was no ishtani. That's a great kasha. You know why? Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger again. Is the Gemara reject this and say there's a difference between Bagrus and Nesua? The Gemara is going to say that. But even before we get there, now we're saying Nesuin is considered Ishtani Gufa, just like Bagrus. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, but if he's right, in this case of Moti Shemra, you know why nothing changes? Because it comes out of Mafreya that she wasn't a Nesua, because it was all a case of Mekartos. If a man gets married thinking his wife is a Psula and she ends up being a Ba'ula, isn't that a Mekartos? Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger. Hare chupa lo chala klal. Davi mekatos. Vadaharava hu mara deshmaitza. Desvira lay earlier. Back in the first parak. Kansa v'cheskas psula v'nimseis b'ula ein la klum. Davi mekatos. Back on Duff Yud Beis. V'im kein l'chora hachanami b'nido didon. Havi chupa betos. Shere chupa v'cheskas psula v'nimseis b'ula. V'im kein adayin hi arusa v'ein kanishtani dina klal. And he does not answer the question. Actually, at the beginning, he doesn't. First paragraph. The next paragraph, he does. I take it back. Vatiri, Rabbi Kiva Eger answers in the end, and this is quoted by Rav Al Yashiv, before he gives his own answer. He says, maybe, suggests Rabbi Kiva Eger, chuppa, we've mentioned, is a different type of halachic process than kiddushin. Kiddushin, you could have a shliach. Kiddushin, you could have a tznai. Why? Because you're a bialim on kiddush, as we mentioned. Kol mitzvah de shlichus isa b'tnai, the same type of halachic mechanisms that allow you to have a shliach, allow you to have a tnai. We discussed by chalitza, you reject both. There's no tnai by chalitza, there's no shliach by chalitza. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, and this was a suffix we mentioned back in Yevamos at some point from the Ar Sameach. Could you make a tnai on chuppah? Could you make a tnai? Do you need a dekiyum on chuppah? You need Eidim by Kiddushin. So that all the questions are related. So suggests Rabbi Kiva Eger, you can have Tna'im on Chuppah. Chuppah is a Dover de Memela. It's not a halachic mechanism that a person is in control of. And therefore, these type of Tna'im these type of Mechatos issues would fall into the context of Tna'i. So therefore, he says, it wouldn't be a Mechatos which would undo the marriage. He would be able to divorce her without a Ksuba. But who says that they would be married? Remember we had the discussion in the first parak? Ha'omer Pesach Pasuch Pasasi Ne'eman Lo'osra Alav. So is that saying that he's saying, I'm not married? No. We make him get divorced with a ksuba. Is that only because Shavi and Afshi is only for him and not for others? Or because it's not a mechatos? It would be kiddushin if she wasn't a besula at the time of kiddushin. So that's something to talk about. But if she was a besula at the time of kiddushin, and she was Mizaneh during Erisin. So then, suggests Rabbi Kiva Eger, that does not undo the marriage. And therefore, Degam B'Tanai Allah Avar, Tzorach L'chol Mishpatei Atanoim. Avalecha Deloha Yatois B'Kiddushin, V'rak HaYatois B'Chuppah, Lo Tesbatel HaChuppah Mishum Mechatos, Tari Chuppah Lesa B'Shlichus, V'Milsa Lesa B'Shlichus, Lesa B'Tanai. So that's the Rabbi Kiva Eger's answer. Rav Yashav has a different answer, but that's a crucial difference, as we've spoken about in the past, the difference between Kiddushin and Chuppah, the Chuppah being a different type of a halacha. The other point to mention is Moti Shemra Chiddushu. Moti Shemra Chiddushu. So what does that mean, Moti Shemra Chiddushu? That the Gemara says, by not too many things, not too many halachas, that it's a Chiddush, and therefore you can't learn from it. What does the word Chiddush mean? So we might say, well, Chiddush means I wouldn't have known it if the Torah hadn't said it. So that can't be, because if the Torah wouldn't have said 75% of the mitzvahs, you know, I wouldn't have figured it out. What, every chok? The Gemara doesn't say shatnez is a Chiddush. The Gemara doesn't say that, you know, many other halachas, and even items that I might have figured out that are logical, but would I have come up with them on my own? So what does it mean? It can't be Chiddushu. So we mentioned Tosfos in Yevamos on Daf Zayin says Chiddush has a specific definition. Davar hasoser es haklal. Chiddush mean the Torah creates a lot of new worlds of halacha. So if you have an area of halacha that goes against the general rules of the Torah, that's what's called a Chiddush. And that's why the Gemara says that by at least three halachas. It says it by Edom Zomamin. We had that earlier in the Masechta. Right? Ksubis has two of the Chiddushim. Edom Zomamin Chiddushu. Actually, we discussed it before. I don't know if we said it. The Gemara said it. The Gemara Baba Kama says that. But here we spoke about the uniqueness of Edom Zomamin. Right? What's the uniqueness of Edom Zomamin? The Gemara says there. You don't have to come up with the Rishonim. The Gemara says, you know, Edom Zomamin is a Chiddush. Why do you trust the second group and not the first group? Right? The first group says you're wrong. The second group says you were with us. The first group says we weren't with you. And you kill the first ones. Why? Chiddushu. It should be a stalemate. But that's the Chiddush HaTorah, Edom Zomamin. Gemara says it there. Or the Gemara says, Basar B'Chalav Chiddushu. Basar B'Chalav, that is a Chiddushu. What's the Chiddush of Basar B'Chalav? That's a Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos in Chulin, Adav Kuvches. Rashi actually has both opinions. Tosfos likes one of them. What's the Chiddush? So Rashi says, number one, well, when do you ever have two things that are Mutter, you put them together and they become Asr? Right, usually you have something that's Asr. So here, you're allowed to eat meat, you're allowed to eat milk, you cook them together, it becomes Treif. How does that work? So Rashi says, that's the Chiddush. You never have that. Tosva says, I'm not so sure that's the Chiddush, because look at Shatnez. Look at Shatnez. The Gemara never says Shatnez is a Chiddush. So Tosva likes the second day in Rashi. And that is, since when do you have something that if you put it together, you're allowed to eat it? Only if you cook it together does it become Asr Daraisa. Me Daraisa, I can take a cold piece of cheese, put it on a deli, right, and have a sandwich. It's all cold. At the Raisa level, I'm not doing anything wrong. Only if it's cooked together. So where do you ever have that? Something's only treif if you cook it, and not if you eat it together. That's the Chiddush. It goes against the normal rules. So that's Chiddush. That's Edom Zomamin. That's Basar B'Chalav. So that's what the Gemara here says. Moti Shemer is a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? So the Chiddush Pashtus is that you're Chayiv, Malkus, and Mamon. to, right, he gets, if he's wrong, the Baal is Chayiv Malkus, he gets Malkus and he pays. And we don't paskin that way, like that Rabbi Meir. We paskin in general, Kimle B'Dravine. You don't do both. We had a Machlokas, if you remember, the third parak between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. So which one wins? Does the Malkus win? Does the Mammon win? But only one of them wins. So that is at least one of the elements of Chiddush. Rav Schachter has a piece in Eretz Tzvi where he discusses that the Gemara says in a number of times that you can't learn from a Chiddush. Chiddushu, and therefore this can't be a good model. So why is that? So based on what we just said, that's exactly the point. How do you ever allow to learn from one area of the Torah to another area of the Torah? What's called a mamatzinu. You compare. The example that he loves to give is, how do you know that you have to shake your lulav, Adal and Minim, standing straight up? If you hold it upside down, you're not Yotze, and that's why we pick up the Esrog upside down, so you can make the bracha and then turn it over. Why you're not Yotze? Where do you know that from? Because it says by the Mishkan, Asi Shitim Omdim. Right? The boards of the Mishkan are standing vertically and not horizontally. What does the Mishkan's boards have to do with my shaking the lulav? So the answer is, to use the language of the Sanhedrin, of the Tosefta in Sanhedrin, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. The entire Torah is really one big fat unit. And you can learn from one area of halacha to another area of halacha. And that's how you can learn from the Mishkan into Lulav. And that's where you can have something called the Gzeirah Shava. And that's how you can have so many areas and halachas are based on that. But that is why you can't learn from a Chiddush. Because what's the definition of a Chiddush according to Tosfos? Davar Hasoser Es HaKlal. So Chiddush, by definition, is different than the whole Torah. And therefore, you can't learn from it. It's a davar asoser as a klal. And that's why you can't learn mi Chiddush. Okay, so that is all. But that's here. Motzi Shemra is a Chiddush. Good. Just one final point, and that is the Rambam has a different shot of the Gemara. I'm not going to get into how the Rambam learns the Gemara, but the Rambam has a different shot, and the Ravid jumps on the Rambam. He says, I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. Listen to the Rambam says, in Hilchos Yisurei Piyah, what's the Chiddush? Din chadash yesh b'mosi shemra. What's the chiddush? Umahu achiddush as follows. Shem nimsa hadavar emes. Ubo edim shezinsa kshaysa nara morasa. If edim come and say that she was mezana when she was nara morasa. Afal pi shezinsa achar sheyatsa mi beisa viha. Even though she was mezana after she already left her father's house. Via filu zinsa achar shenichnasa l'chupa kodem b'ilas habal. That's the controversial line. Even if she was mezana after chuppah, before bia, soklin osal pesach beisavia, she still gets skila. Aval shar nara hamorasos shalohayelahem dinotza shemra shezanu. But other women who were mezana after nisuin, before bia with their husbands, if the husband didn't bring the edim, but the edim came by themselves, they get chenek. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, bevada is a chiddush gadol. The Rambam said it's a chiddush. You're telling me, says the Ravid. It is a huge chiddush. Shalo shamanu oso meolam. Never heard of that. V'chi mipnei shebal hevias ha'edim behem emes notzi zeh l'skila. If she's mezana after chuppah, the Gemara says it's that's with chenek. That's not skila. But the Rambam, that's what the Rambam says. V'alo mishna shleima shaninu. We learned in Sanhedrin. Kiva shenichnas ala chuppah ava bishalo niveles. Habal ariz ha b'chenek. V'hita oso, what misled the Rambam, says the Ravid. V'hita oso, masharah b'gemarek subis memham and aleph. Dem nichnas ala chuppah v'lo nivela ba'alma b'chenek v'ilo hacha b'skila. That's what misled the Rambam, says the Ravid. But what does that mean? It means if the Edom come afterwards. Not that she was mezana at that point. The Eino Misparish Kamoshu Sober, the Kalishus Hadasuzeh. There's a weakness of the brain, says the Ravid. But again, that's just the Ravid being very sharp in his language. But as we mentioned, he also loves the Rambam, in that 90% of the time he doesn't say a word. And he didn't write his own Sefer, right? So which means he has tremendous respect for the Rambam, even with his very strong language. Okay, let's continue. So says the what we just say, we asked a stira between two brises. We had the Tani Rav Shela, which said that if she was mezane and then she became a bogera, she gets chenek. And then we have this other brisa that says, no, she gets skila. So Gemara said, no, don't ask me the kasha, because that second brisa is about Moshe Shemra. Says the Gemara, Omale Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua L'Rava. Wait a minute. Dilma, ki chadis rachmana hecha de lo ishtani gufa. Aval hecha de ishtani gufa lo chadis rachmana. Still, you can't compare. Maybe there's another difference. There's a difference between Bagrus and Nisuin. The second case, the price we just brought, was Nisuin. That's where maybe things don't change. Not because it's Motzi Shemra. But in the first case, there's Bagrus. So then maybe there we would say Ishtani Gufa. So the Gemara says, meaning, and therefore you wouldn't say shiny motzi shemra in that case. So the Gemara says, Ella, different answer. Maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. Ella amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, ishtani velo ishtani tanoihi. Rebbe, maybe whether there is a difference in halacha, and whether a physical change affects the halacha, maybe that is a machlokas tanoim. And that is, again, I forgot to mention before, part of the issue here is the chiyuv, we mentioned it, but just to clarify it again, the Maisa Aveira and the Chiyuv of Bezdin. So when the Torah gives an onesh, what is the Torah emphasizing? Is the Torah emphasizing when Bezdin says, is it totally linked to that, as we have expressed before? Or is there also a link to the Maisa Aveira itself? Is there a connection between the two? So that's what's underneath the sugya here. How much can you separate? You're right, you're not Chayiv Misa until Bezdin says you're Chayiv Misa. But there still might have to be a connection to the Maisa Aveira. Right, just for example, if a person is a ketana or a katan when they do an aveira, and then only after they became a gadol they get to bezdin, they're not going to be chayiv for that. They did the ma'isa aveira, they're going to be chayiv misa for that. Okay, maybe mammon, you could say when they get older they have to pay, which we'll talk about soon. But for a malchus, for misa, for malchus, we're not going to give the child who's now a gadol malchus or misa for what he did when he was a child. So, but there has to be some a little connection. The question is, how much of a connection, and where do you put the weight? So the Gemara says, maybe it's a machlokas tanoim, whether ishtani gufa changes. It's not, as the Mishnah says, in Meseches Harios. Meseches Harios discusses karbanos, that a person is chayev for a karban chatas. So most of us, as we know, hedyotos, if somebody does an avera that's chayev chatas, machal shavas peshogeg, and there's something else peshogeg, I'm chayev chatas. What's a chatas? A female animal. All chataos are female. Or chatos of a regular hedyot is a female, a kispa, se'ira, some type of female animal. But there are certain unique individuals that bring a different type of karban for their karban chatas. So for example, if a Kohen Gadol sins, he does the same aveira I do, but he's a Kohen Gadol, he brings a cat, he brings a bull, a par, a bull, which is male, switches. Only a yachid brings a chatas, has to be a nekeva, but he brings a bull. But a melech brings a se'ir, a goat, a male goat. Right, so that's differences. So the question is, what happens if somebody does an aveira when they're a hedyon and they're appointed the Kohen Gadol or appointed the Melech? That's the Shaila in the Mishnah. So Chatu Achelo Nismanu Benismanu. If they sinned before they were appointed and then they were appointed, Hari Henke Yoto. The Tanakama says you go by the time of the Maisa Aveira. They have to bring a kispa, seira, whatever it is, the keva. Rabbi Shimon Omen, meaning, according to that first opinion, lo ishtani, even though ishtani gufa, you might say, his status has changed, the halacha doesn't change. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Im no dala hemachalon ismanu, if he finds out that he did the aveira before he was appointed, then chayav, and then he brings the carbon that a yachid is chayav. Vimishen ismanu, if he only finds out about the aveira after he's appointed, peturim, he is Pater Lagamre. If he finds out afterwards, he's Pater Lagamre. So we'll get back to that. But what's the Gemara's suggestion? That this is the Machlokas Tanoim. Whether, when your status has changed, do your Chiyuvim change? The Tanakhama says no. Rabbi Shimon says yes. So says the Gemara, wait a minute. No, Rabbi Shimon's sheet is not parallel to anybody. Amar the Shamina Leila Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's Shita here is obviously a unique Shita within the world of Karban Chatas. Because after all, what does he say? He doesn't say that you're Chayiv the new thing. If you really wanted to have a parallel machlokas, you just say, you chayiv the old one, you chayiv the new one. What does Reb Shimon say? You're potter. So it's obviously something unique here. Eim at the Shemina Lele Reb Shimon, da'azel, af baser yediya. Reb Shimon says you go also after your diya, meaning Reb Shimon says it's a special din by Karban Chatas that your chait and yediya have to be when you're the same status. Da'azel baser yediya, velo azel baser chata mishamislei. Right, whoever heard of that? Imkein leisi karban kidikida hashta. Let him bring a, if he really holds that ishtani gufa changes it in the normal way, and it's a general call to our kolod principle, let him bring a karban based on what he is now. Mashuach, if he's the Kohen Gadol, par. Vinasi, if he's the Melech, sa'ir. Question mark. Right, so nobody in the Braisa seems to hold that ishtani is mashpia. Right, it's a special din, according to Reb Shimon and Ilchus Karbanos. So you cannot say it is a machlokas tanoim. So the Gemara answers, third answer, the Gemara throws up its hands to answer the stira and says, you have to change the girsa. Ha'amar le Rabbi Yochanan, Litana, Tani Tidon B'Skila. Go back to the Tani of Shelah, the third line of that first Brisa, and say, really, it means Skila, meaning Lo Ishtani Gufa. Just because she became a Bogeres after the event does not mean that she is changed. That's Lamaskana, Ishtani, Ishtani the Misa. If you look in the Sha'ar Misyana Ba'alacha here, he quotes, Shamati B'Shem Gadol Echad. I heard in the name of a certain Gadol. Certain Gadol. He has the following kasha. The Yerushalmi writes in Bikurim, through three people that get Mechilas Avonos. Chacham, Nasi, Shenismanu, V'Chasan. Three people that get Mechilas Avonos. Right? A king. When he becomes a king, he has Mechilas Avonos. So the Gadol asked him, Im Kain, what type of carbon are we talking about? When he becomes a Melech, you know, the question is, for the Averis that he did beforehand, so, you know, which carbon did he have to bring? He doesn't bring any carbon. He had Mechilas Avonos. Says the Yerushalmi in Bikurim. Right? And says the Sharmas Yad Balacha, he doesn't quote who he's this, he says, V'lo a'amin she'gadol yikshe kazeh. I don't believe that such and such a gadol, without quoting his name, asked this. Because Mechilas Avonos in that context doesn't mean literally Mechilas Avonos. Right? What did Rabbi Shmuel say? Rabbi Shmuel said in Shabbos, remember when he read next to the light and he was mate, or maybe he was almost spot, and he says, oh, when the Beis HaMikdash comes, I have to make a Karman Chadas. I'm going to write it down. What about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, we all get Mechilas Avonos. So, if Mashiach didn't come to left Yom Kippur, you say, oh, I'm not chayav a carbon. Of course he's chayav a carbon. And what about a chassan? If a chassan gets married, all the averis that he did last week, he doesn't have to bring carbonus for those? Of course he does. Mechilas Avonos is in a different sense. It means that the more of a hashkafic level, that, you know, you'll get a clean slate from now on. But, you know, it's not going to affect you. Hashem gives you special siyata to the Shmaya to come close to him. But the Gemara talks about, the Mishnah says in Yuma, that past Yom Kippur, you still have to bring a carbon. It's mefurish. Right? Yerushalmi and Peah says also, you can't learn halacha from Agada. So he says, right? There people think that you get married, okay, all of a sudden, I don't have to do tshuva for anything I've done in the past. It's a new slate. Or because of Melech. No, you got to know how to understand these Agadatas. Right, of Mechilas Avonos. Of course, he's still the Melech still has to bring the carbon, even after he becomes the Melech. So he has Dvarim Harifin there on that discussion. Good. What I mentioned, the Chashuki Chemin here discusses related to what I mentioned before, and that is Salamaskana Ishtani does not affect the Misa if somebody changes. So the sugya is, and this is a big sugya in a couple of places. What about the Maisa Aveira of a Katan, and he becomes a Gadol? Let's say by mominus. So fine, you're not going to kill him. You're not going to give him malchus. But if a child damages something when he's a katan, and he says, oh, I'm getting bar mitzvah tomorrow. So, you know, I'm going to use my last time. I'm going to go over, I'm going to throw a ball through somebody's window. Right? He's like, and then, so then if it goes to the next day, Bez is going to say, you know what? You thought you were putter. Well, two questions. Number one, in halacha, is that a maisa aveira? Right? That's the first lamdish question. Is a maisa aveira of a katan a maisa aveira with a p'tur onshin, or is it not even a maisa aveira? Right? Just like that we asked by maisa aveira ba'ones. Is it a maisa aveira with a p'tur, or is it not even a maisa aveira? So there seems to be definite evidence that it is a maisa aveira of a katan. Seems to be definite evidence. The Rambam says, Neseras Abayla. Right? We just had that earlier. Pitu Iktana. So you see there's a maisa aveira there. The Shaila is, right, does one have to pay then? If it's a maisa aveira, is it just held in abeyance? The Mishnah Bava Kama says, certain people who are not in charge of their own finances, so when they do become in charge of their own finances, Isha, Eved, right, they might have to pay eventually. They have to keep track. So the question is, what about a katan? Does he have to worry about it? So there is a Gemara in Bava Kama, where Bava Kama, towards the end, which Rashi says beferish. Rashi seems to say beferish that yes, he has a chiyuv. The Gemara says there, not clear exactly in the Gemara what it's talking about, it says there was a story, this is the sugya of Garmi. We discussed earlier about Garmi, Dabar Garm Lamamon, so there's a sugya of Garmi, and it says there was a case, Havi Uvda, this is Tzadi Chesam of Bezim Baba Kama, the Kafye Rafram L'Rav Ashi, Rafram forced Rav Ashi to pay. V'Agvi Be'ki K'shur L'Tzalmi, made him pay. What's the case talking about? Rashi, V'Agvi Rafram L'Rav Ashi, She'saraf Shtar Chavero B'Yalduso. He burned his friend Shtar when he was a kid. So he forced him, Pashas, when he became older, to pay for it. That Rav Ashi, gotta watch him. Right? He wrote the whole Gemara. Right? But that's what the Gemara says. So that Rashi is quoted as like Osashri there, in terms of, yes, it's a Maisa Aveira. A Maisa Aveira V'katan is called a Maisa Aveira. The Shvus Yaakov also has a tshuva about a child. Somebody sends a child, this probably wasn't a smart idea anyway, somebody sends Kufayin Zayin, this was the case, Sheila. Nar Katan, Shaluach Mimishte V'simcha Lahavi Yayin Lishtos. Right, somebody sends their son, go down the street, go get a bottle of wine, please, to bring. We're out of wine. So the kid goes, and he takes, like, I don't know, a bunch of bottles, and he breaks a couple of them, and he, like, spills. He causes all of his hezek. So, that's the Shaila. So first of all, the father might have been posheya for sending the child, and did he ever shush? But he goes through the whole discussion there, whether a maisa avera of a katan is a maisa avera. Hashkafically, that's one question. Should the parent pay? Fine, that's a separate question. But is there a real chiyuv on the child? Halacha lemaisa, let's say a kid's in school and he breaks something, and then the hanhala calls up and says, you know what, your child did this. So is that a halachic obligation, or just a... Right, one of those v'asisa hayasher v'hatov, as we discussed yesterday. How do you understand it? But again, that relates to ishtani gufa. Ishtani gufa. Do we say it? Because of ishtani gufa that the chiyuvim are modified? Okay, separate shir. But now let's continue. Says the Gemara. So we ended up by saying ishtani gufa doesn't change. So now the Gemara says v'yamai. So now we're going back. Why do we say that if she is a Bogera, she still would get the skila? Nara hamarasa merachmana v'ha Bogerasi. Now lamaisa, she's a Bogeras. So why wouldn't it change? Amar Rabbi Lo, Amar Kra, hanara, hanara shaisa kfar. The nara that was, meaning the maisa vera moment is the key time for this halacha. Amalei Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Lo, yachi milka nami loki, umeasel nami l'shalem. So if that's true, so why Amar Aleph in the Brisa that we quoted, in the Ramini, we quoted that a Nara that is by Moti Shemra, now she's a Bogeres, she's chasil chayev eskila, but the halachas of the husband, the Moti Shemra, the husband doesn't apply. Right? The Malkus and the Mammon. Why not? If the halachas of Moti Shemra are there, they should all kick in. Remember we said at the beginning of today's daf that if she's not going to be killed, so then the husband's not going to be chayef, so now she's going to be killed. So why don't we say they go together and the husband's going to get Malkus and Misa if he lied. So the Gemara answers, Amar Lei, great line, Rachmana Litzlan Mehaidaita. Chas v'shalom. I can't believe you said that. So the Gemara says, Adarabah, Rachmana Litzlan Mehaidaita Didach. Rachmana Litzlan from what you say. Means that they're very emotional about this sugya. So now the Gemara says, "V'tayim am I?" Right. So what's the difference? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Av and V'tayim Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. There's a big difference. Zu maaseh garmulo, v'zeh akimas vasav garmulo. What is he punished for, and what is she punished for? Zu maaseh garmulo kishis anoy nara zanoy. She's punished for the maisa's nus. When did she have the maisa's nus? When she was a nara, and that's why she's going to get skila because of moti shemra. V'zeh akimas vasav garmulo. And what did the husband do wrong? What he's saying now, and the edom that he's bringing now. Amos kamachayev, ha'ishayta, v'ha'ishayta bogeres ave. You go by right now. So their chiyuvim don't go by the same moment, because they are at different times. Period. New stage. Tana Rabbanan. Nara hamorasa shezinsa. Now we're just generalizing, out of the world of Motzi Shemra, but general, Nara hamorasa. Nara hamorasa shezinsa, soklon osal pesa besavio. A regular case, remember, Bizman Azeh, these cases wouldn't generally come up because Eris and Nisun had done it at the same time. But in the days of old, when it was a year in between, that's when it was more, hopefully not common at all, but it was more common than it would be now, because now it's basically impossible, because Eris and Nisun had done it at the same moment. Danar Amarasa Shezinsa, Soklon Osa Pesach Besavia, Yuduskila, as we said earlier, Al Pesach Besavia. Ein La Pesach Besav, if she doesn't have one, Soklon Osa Pesach Shar Ha'irahi. You take her out to the gate of the city. Uva ir sharuba ovdei gachavim. And if it's a city that's mostly non-Jewish, soklon osal pesach bezdin. You don't go to the gate of the city because it doesn't have the status, as we'll see, of a proper city. And therefore, you just take her to the pesach of bezdin. Tosfos says, not mamish at the outside of bezdin. Tosfos al. Lav dafka al pesach bezdin. Elot chutz la bezdin. Kiechid lo l'schazi bezdin rotzchen. You don't put somebody to death right mamish next to bezdin, but far, a little distant from bezdin. So let's continue the Gemara and then we'll see the rest of Tosfos. Kayotzi badavar atomer. Similarly, ha'ovid avodas kochavim. There are different halachas by avodas zara. If somebody does avodas zara, soklon osal shar sha'avad ba. You kill him at the shar that he served in. Even if the bezdin found him guilty in a different city, you go back to the city which he served in. Uba ir sharuba ovdei kochavim soklon osal pesach bezdin. Same distinction. Minani mili. How do you know this distinction? The Tana Rabbanan sha'arecha Zeshar Sha'avadbo. Sha'arecha, your gates. You go to the gate that the Avodah Zarah was worshipped in. Ata Omer Shar Sha'avadbo, o Eino Ela, Shar Sha'nidonbo. Well, is that really true? Same kind of question. Do you go by the place of the Maisa Avera? Do you go by the place of the Chiyuv Misa? Because after all, what's the root of the Safik here? He's only Chayav Misa, once Bezdin declares him. Gavra Katila. So that's what it should go by. So which is it? So the Gemara says, Nemar Sharecha Lamata, Venemar Sharecha Lamala. It says Sharecha, Rashi quotes the Psukim. It says Sharecha Lamata by Votisa Ishahu El Sharecha. And it says Sharecha Lamala in the case of describing the Avera itself. So, Macha Sharecha Amur Lamala Sharsha Avadbo, because that's describing the Avera of Avodah Zarah. Av Sharecha Amur Lamata Sharsha Avadbo. So that's halacha number one. Davar Acher, what else do we learn from Sharecha? Sharecha Velo Shareh Ovdei Kochavim. Not the gate of a city, that's mostly owned by the non-Jews. Hi Sharecha Hafikte, but didn't we already use Sharecha for the Gzeir Shava? How could you learn two things? So, Imkain Lema Kra Sha'ar. My Sha'arecha Shvami Natarti. You learn both. Fine, these halachas of Sharecha, that you go by the gate of the city in which the Aver was done. You know that by Avodah Zarah. How do you know that by Nara Hamarasa as well? Amar Rabbi Avo, Gamar, Pesach, Mi Pesach, Pesach, Mi Shar, Vishar, Mi Sharecha. One of those three-step Gzeir Shavas we use to connect. Rashi says here, it's an Asmachta B'Alma, but Asmachta D'Rabbana B'Alma, but really that's the halacha that we have based on the Masara. We'll stop by Tanur Rabbanim, but just one other halacha in Tosfos. Tosfos asks, in Dibur Maskal Al, Tosfos says, you don't kill the person right outside of Bezdin, but a little distant from Bezdin. Kashilari, says Tosfos, it's difficult. Kivan de Mistama Bezdin Lav Chusla Shalosh Machanos Yasvi, Bezdin Pashas does not sit outside of three Machanos Bezdins in the city. Heichi Kamar Hacha Soklun Osal Pesach Bezdin, Hoyafinan Hasan Becholan Iskalin, Miparman Estrafim, Sirichan Lisaka Chusla Gimel Machanos. You have to go far out. Chusla Gimel Machanos. Bezdin doesn't sit all the way out there. So how could one Gemara say you have to do it somewhat in proximity of Bezdin, and the other Gemara say they have to be Chusla Gimel Machanos? Vetirates Re, Dahacha Be'ir Sharuba Ovde Kochavim, Butzla Kedushas Hekiv Choma. Says the Re, in a city that's mostly non-Jewish, the Kedusha of that city, the whole idea of Machanos, is lost. Vein Sarach Lotzia L'chutzla Choma, Dachoma Kamandalesa. If a city is mostly filled by non-Jews, so that doesn't have Kedushas Arichom. We know there are special halachas by a city that's walled, a city that's not walled, special halachas for selling, halachas of Barash B'chukosai, besides the drabanans of Purim. But the arises of B'chukosai, so there are different special halachas, how long you have to redeem a house. So those halachas do not apply, says Tosfos, if most of the city is not Jewish, which reflects the Kedusha of here at Barate Arechoma. The Kedusha of, I would add, Eretz Yisrael in general, is a balance of inherent Kedusha and Am Yisrael. Kedusha is not just about one or the other. It's a balance. Barate Arechoma, it's physically in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not mostly Jewish, so then that affects the Kedusha. There's inherent Kedusha, we know that. It's the Eretz HaNefcheres, but it still is affected. Right, and the end of the Tosfos, Ukshi Ruba, Ovdei Kochavim, Ein Mishtalchen Mishum De Batla Kedushas Choma. So that's a din d'oraisa. You would say, where do you put it? Where do you put it? Interesting. One more point from Rav Shechter in Be'ikvei Hatzon. He discusses called the tikkun rabbanan kein d'oraisa tikkun, something that Rav Soloveitchik was always fond of discussing. Every din d'rabbanan is always patterned after d'oraisa. Whenever you have a din d'rabbanan and there's a rule, you got to figure out what the d'oraisa is that the rabbanan patterned it after. So there is a discussion in Eiruvin. Eiruvin discusses, let's say you're making an Eiruv, and there are non-Jews that live in the city. Do you have to get what's called Rishus from the non-Jews to make an Eiruv? Or do you say, Diras Akum, Lo Shmei Dira? So there are those that say that. So the question is, that's on a Drabana level, making an Eiruv. So the question is, where's the Din Daraisa of Kain Daraisa taken to suggest that Diras Akum, Kediras Behema, Delav Shema Dira? So he suggests, maybe it's this halacha. Right? What does Tosfos say? Ir Sharuba Akam loses his Kedusha. Why? It's not called yeshiva. There's more. I know I'm not going through the whole piece now, but it's not called the normal yeshiva in the regular sense, living, and therefore the Kedusha will be batos. That might be the Din Darmaisa that the Din in Erevin is patterned after. Again, there's more there. You can look it up at Simin Yudalin in B'ikvei Hatzon. But we will stop here. Parsha Shir should be up from last night, and B'Hashem, we will continue here in the fourth parak tomorrow.